Saturday edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Hopefully we're going to have a chance to play some really quick audio coming up sometime this hour of a politician, someone who's running for political office, just totally... Well, he should have put his foot in his mouth.
Yeah, pretty much.
He would have been much better off had he done that. We'll explain on the way here, but we got to go straight to the phones, answer the phone, because ladies come first. It's Nancy in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Nancy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Well, hello. I enjoy your show. I've just recently found it. I've always been a libertarian, even before I knew what that was.
Excellent.
I just wanted to comment. Is it Rhode Island that's supposed to be the free state?
New Hampshire,
sorry. I wanted to comment on what the gentleman said earlier about evading his child support by moving to New Hampshire.
No, what he was talking about doing. I thought we made that clear, but go ahead.
I did hear. I was listening. That's essentially what he's saying, because if you've ever tried to support multiple children on under $1,000 a month plus a job, it's very difficult to do. I am married. I don't have that situation myself. But previously practiced as an attorney and met several women whose husbands would not pay. And
well,
would not pay enough.
Now, Nancy, one is trying to claim that she should try and support those two children on less than $1,000 a month, but when they're divorced and she's raising the children and he is contributing to that, it's not his responsibility to contribute the total cost of care of those children. So if you take the money that he's giving combined with the money that she should be paying because they're also her children as well, that should be enough to take care of those two children. No one is saying that $1,000 a month is enough to take care of two children.
It should be until you factor in all the child care and all those other issues, school costs and all that. And I just found that offensive that he thought that was a big problem. And if you noticed, he said he had a garnishment, which indicates that he was previously not paying, which is why his paycheck was garnished. Had he been paying, it would not have been garnished. So that you didn't get the full story there.
Now, to be fair, Nancy, I see where you're coming from, and you're making a good point. But to also be fair, we didn't get the full story from him either. We didn't delve totally into what his ex-wife is like, the way she treats the kids. There could be a lot of other factors involved here.
Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I do understand what you're saying. I do understand you don't always get the full story. You're very limited in time. However, when he mentioned the garnishment, the red flags went up, and I found that very interesting that we simply passed over that.
Well, and we have no idea what this what the woman is like, what sort of thing she's doing with the money. I mean, if somebody's getting a $1,000 check and they're spending $200 of it on the kids and they're spending the other $800 of it on jewelry and flowers and stuff, then there's a problem there too.
There is, and then you simply take the person back to court.
Yeah. Well,
and you come up with your proof and you demonstrate that the children are not being supported.
Sure, but sometimes it's hard to get proof if you're speculating or if you're not even allowed near your kids. I don't know what his situation was, but again, I don't think he was talking about getting away from child support. That's why I wanted to make it clear that I thought that deadbeats should be absolutely discouraged from following that advice and come up with some sort of way to ostracize deadbeat parents without having to involve the government.
Well, that will be difficult. It's a worthy idea, but it will be difficult.
Absolutely. Did you have anything else on your mind tonight, Nancy?
No, I'll just keep listening, but thank you for taking my call.
We're glad you're out there. Thank you. Oh, by the way, check out our website when you get a chance, and visit our Shrine of Female Listeners. We would love to have you on board. In fact, I think you'd be our first Indianapolis Shriner.
That's right. You could pave the way.
You could.
Okay.
So
well, I'll think about that.
Shrine.freetalklive.com. Thanks, Nancy. 800-259-9231. All right. We're going to try Gene again. He has returned from Oklahoma City, listening on KGWA. Gene, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Gene.
Excuse me.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, guys.
Yes, Gene?
Okay, hello?
Hi, Gene.
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
There we are. Yeah, my fault, bad connection. Wanted to say on New Hampshire, I remember reading somewhere where it said that New Hampshire has no state income tax and
that's correct.
And I gather no sales tax, but do they have some type of moderate property tax to operate government?
There's differing property taxes throughout the state depending on where you live. Some of it's fairly high, some of it's on the low ends, the low side. But yeah, they fund their state government primarily through property taxes.
Right. You know, I realize it's been said more than once, and rightly so, that the property tax is perhaps the most onerous of all taxes. And then there's that other group that says, well, you really don't own private property if you're paying taxes on it. But
I agree with that. I mean, it's been proven. You don't own your property, because if you stop paying, then they're going to come take it from you.
And as of yet, I don't know of anywhere in the United States, much less even in the world, where there aren't property taxes.
I don't know either. But gosh, it sure would be nice, wouldn't it? I mean, if we could get rid of property taxes, then we'd have the trifecta, Gene. We'd have no sales tax, no income tax, and no property tax.
Well, you know, I could see maybe the possibility of some place, it might be on a pretty limited basis, but maybe just a consumptive sales tax. I don't know how well that would work out.
How about this for an idea? See, taxes are totally... I am totally offended by any tax, and it's simply because it's force. I mean, you're forcing people to participate. If government services really are as valuable as some people claim that they are, and I don't believe it for a moment, but if they really are so valuable, then they should be able to fund themselves on a voluntary basis. So what we need to do, really, Gene, is convince people that forcing people to do things is wrong. And what we need to do is transition to a voluntarily funded society. Third-party options, alternative solutions, funded by people that are giving up the money on their own because they want to, not because they're having their property threatened to be stolen from them, not because they might have their car repossessed from them, or whatever other threats of violence the government is making in order to force them to pay. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me. I better let you go. I'm breaking up.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't think it's going to be an easy task, but I think that's what we need to do, Torgos. We need to get people to really just understand that it's wrong to use force on people. I think if you just ask them simple questions like, well, would it be right for me to come to your house, stick a gun in your face, and take all your money, or take 50% of your money? Would that be right for me to do?
Well, that would depend. Are you the government?
No one would answer with that answer. Anyone with any sense in their head would say, of course that's not right. That's a horrible idea. And then it's just a matter of taking them from, okay, if you say that it's a bad idea to use force on people and take their money from them on an individual level, and if it's a bad idea for Torgo and I to get together, come to your house, and take your money from you, and it's a bad idea for Torgo and I and 10 of our friends to come to your house with guns and take your money, then you have to ask yourself, at what point does that action become okay? Because that's all the government is doing. They're taking your money from you by force. So if you agree that it's wrong to take things from people by force, you're a libertarian. You just have to figure out how to apply that principle to every other political issue that comes across your plate. Let's go to the phones to George, TSA George in Washington, D.C. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line.
What's up, guys?
Hey, George.
I don't know, just over a week from now, I'm going to the Burning Man Fest, and I just got a email. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
You're going to run around with a bunch of naked, drug-addled people?
Well, mostly chicks, hopefully. Anyway, I just got an email from them about telling how, ooh, don't bring drugs here because there's going to be people undercover and stuff, you know.
Yeah, that'll stop it.
Oh, God, you know.
Wait, are you going to bring the drugs, or are you going to buy them when you get there?
I'll probably buy them when I get there. I mean, I can't. I only know, like, one or two guys with weed, for example.
Right.
And trying to smuggle that on there without, especially my coworkers smuggling that, that's not going to be
sure, not a good idea to travel across the country with weed in your car in general.
Now, George.
Well, I'm flying out, actually.
Now, George, here's a question. If you know there are going to be people undercover there, if you've been given that warning, why are you planning on waiting until you get there to buy your drugs? Because I'm sure that's...
No. I'm just messing around with that. I know some people who are going there.
Oh, yeah, come on. I know. You went last year, right, George? I think you called us after the war.
No, this is my first trip.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I've never been out there.
Well, I'm
meeting some dudes I know out there, and I'm probably going to score some from them if they have any, but I'm not going to just go from random.
You're going to have to give us... I don't know if they have cell phone service out where this place is being held, but if you can get on a cell phone and give us a call when you're out there, Definitely clue us in.
And Torgo should come out and see. He could dress up as Buddha. That'd be his thing. That'd be funny.
He doesn't do drugs. That's pretty much a drug thing, isn't it?
I'd love to go.
You don't have to.
I guess not.
Buy my ticket, and I'm coming with you.
There you go, man. Thanks for the call, George. We appreciate hearing from you as always. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including archives. Yes, an entire year's worth of the show on the front page of the website, You download it. It's free. FreeTalkLive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So we were just talking, we were just talking with George from D.C. He's going to be traveling to Burning Man, which is some sort of a weekend or week-long hippie celebration out in the middle of the desert. As
right.
I understand it, there's a lot of probably techno music and that sort of thing.
Right, and then they set a big straw man on fire.
That's the big event.
That's the culmination, yeah.
Right.
That's all the party leading up to the Burning Man.
The final party. It's a big party all week long or something, and it's, of course, known for drawing a lot of people out who are into using drugs in the middle of the desert, in which case, hey, more power to you if that's what you want to do. It sounds like a good time. And as you pointed out, Torgo, it might actually be pretty entertaining for somebody who is totally sober. I mean, people high on drugs can be pretty entertaining sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. The big rock station in this area has a weekend-long concert that they do every year.
Yeah, you've been to that.
And Johnson and I went a couple of years ago, and it's at a state park, and I'm sorry, it's not at a state park. It's at a private campground.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And there are, you can camp there for the weekend, and then
right.
there's a couple of stages set up where they have rock bands all Saturday and all Sunday, and, you know, there
Instead
are just
of dirty hippies, it's dirty rockers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I won a couple of tickets, and so Johnson and I went, and there were just people on every substance you can imagine
there.
And
selling it. Just out in the open.
Yeah, selling it out in the open, you know, offering it for sexual favors, just all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I had a couple of beers over the course of the weekend, maybe four in 2 days. You know, not, I wasn't
right,
getting
because
all
of the price of the beer, probably.
No, I brought mine
with
me.
With, okay.
Yeah, I didn't get all silly, but just watching these people was great.
Yeah, it
was
entertaining.
Great.
I went there, I went to that same concert a couple of years in a row, and it is quite an experience. And by the way, when I say dirty hippies and dirty rockers, I just mean you're dirty because you're in the middle of a field somewhere. And
right.
I'm not trying to be mean to you guys. I love you guys.
It rained for a couple of days while we were, you know, it rained for the day prior and
you're
the first day
dirty.
Of, and there were people mud wrestling. They were dirty rockers.
Exactly. So it's a lot of fun, and hopefully George will have an interesting report for us. We got to go to the phones. Let's talk to Jerry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I used to live in California. I've been to two Burning Mans out there, and it's crazy. It is such a, it's like Grateful Dead come alive, kind of. I mean, it is just a fantastic, and I don't do drugs, and I drink a little bit here and there, but just the meeting of the people and the animation and everything was, I mean, just fantastic, and the music's incredible.
Right on.
And
how many thousands of people are attending these events?
Well, when I went, I think there was, I don't know, maybe this was in the early, late 90s kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
And I gotta say maybe like 1,000, you know?
Oh,
but, I mean,
it's way bigger than that now. I bet it's much bigger.
It's growing to like 30 or 20 or 30. I mean, it's just become this phenomenal thing. So, and I haven't.
In 2005, Black Rock City, which is the temporary city that's built around the festival, housed 36,500 residents last year.
That's huge.
That huge, yeah.
Right.
I was just calling about, you probably heard about this JonBenet Ramsey guy in Thailand who said he killed her and bought. I just wanted to see what your thoughts were. You know, is this guy live or Memorex? I mean, is he just off his gore or what?
You know, I saw a headline about it, but I never actually looked at the article, and I want to beat myself for it because I'm like, maybe there's somebody who actually, you know, maybe there's a resolution to this whole JonBenet Ramsey thing.
I haven't really been looking closely at it. Sometimes when these things hit the news, Jerry, it just is, for me, it's just a turnoff. It's a non-news issue. Yes, I realize it's tragic that this little girl was allegedly murdered and these people lost their daughter, and I feel bad for them and everything, but she's also not the only little girl that's been murdered in over time, and so I tend to not pay that much attention, but from the little bit of attention that I've given to it, it does appear that this guy might be just trying to game the system or something like that. What's your opinion?
Well, at first I want to concur with you. I mean, it just makes me sick to my gut that the media always, you know, have to grab the cute little person or, you know, the blonde, nice-looking teacher who did this thing against children and stuff. I mean, the hundreds and thousands of terrible things that happen, It's just stupid that they focus on that one thing. And
it's sickening.
I think this guy is just delusional in his head from just watching and reading so much about it, and he's just mentally unstable. I mean, if you haven't read some aspects, is this guy married a 16-year-old, and then it was annulled like a year later, and then he married a...
Thailand? Isn't he in Thailand?
No, this was
well, now he's on his way back from Thailand.
Right.
But yes.
No, this was in America.
When he married the 16-year-old?
Yeah, when did he... I want to say like...
No, I don't care when exactly, but he was in America when he married the 16-year-old.
Correct.
Okay.
And then he also married a, and then that was like an all the year later, and then he married another either 16 or 17-year-old, and then that's, it's just stupid.
He definitely looks like a bit of a perv, but that's about it. I don't know if this guy was really involved in anything. And again, as I pointed out, nor do I care. When I see this hitting the front pages of CNN and ABC News and all the other news sites, it really just saddens me. Because if you went to, for instance, when I went to do show prep tonight, just to hit ABCnews.com, they've got one of those featured story flashers up there. It shows five of their top stories. And the number one story, fair enough, is the Lebanon conflict. Okay, that's fine. Number two, okay. JonBenet's pageant pal grows up. This is the number two story on ABC News. Just a headline here. Thumper Gosney was Little Miss Texas next to JonBenet Ramsey's Little Miss Colorado. Now 16, she says, quote, I think we would have remained friends forever.
Oh, stop it. You were five. You don't know anything.
Nope. And then, let's see, medical nightmare almost cost this mother custody of her children. Did models escape a killer? Ex-Tina gets back to basics. Four out of the five stories are about, or three out of the five stories are about pretty blonde girls.
Yeah, we've got Christina Aguilera, some girl who met JonBenet Ramsey when she was five. And
some guy who killed pretty women.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just makes
really
you sick. Just like you say. Anyhow, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Jerry. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Vince in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you gentlemen doing this evening?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Listen, I liked your topic there, you know, how they're banning certain foods.
Yeah, that was like last hour, but you can absolutely comment. What'd you think?
Well, you know, Walter Williams wrote an article about this several months ago on one of his news blogs, and this is about, you know, the food Nazis coming in without passing any laws.
Well, they are passing laws, but it is definitely the food Nazis coming in, and they're just getting started. Let's see if we can get you on a better connection. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. And, of course, the same question applies as last hour. Nobody did call in to support the foie gras ban. Chicago is banning foie gras. It is a delicacy. Some people like it, some people don't. Shouldn't you be free to make that choice on your own? Not so, says the city commission. More on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You're inside the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Over 120,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people are interacting, and it's all totally free. On our website, you can get to it directly by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. We return to Vince in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Vince, your phone connection's kind of iffy. We've done I just want to let you get your thoughts out there, because you had just a brief amount of time before. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to say that this is how government, because Walter Williams basically said that, you know, banning things off, like the raw frogs, off the menu items, you know, when the next things are next. You know, he talked about the cigarette ban. And I took a look at the Marion County, this is Indianapolis, Indiana, where they have now smoking bans.
Oh.
And I mean, you know, and these places now have them on the total premises, not just inside, but outside. And it's 75% of the land mass in Marion County.
That's sick. You know, the issue isn't what's right and what's wrong. The issue isn't what you can or what you should and shouldn't put in your body. It's probably a bad idea to force-feed ducks. It's probably a bad idea to smoke cigarettes. But the real issue is that these bureaucrats and these control freaks are trying to tell business owners and property owners what they can and can't do on their own property, that they are the ones that are paying the rent for, they're the ones paying the mortgage for, and it's an insult to freedom in America that these laws can even come about.
That's what I wanted to say, you know, that, you know, we're losing our freedoms, and we give, you know, just like banning the raw frogs.
And you know why the reason we're losing our freedoms? Is because people refuse to stand up for the freedoms of others. As I pointed out earlier in the show, when my aunt and uncle, when I asked them about this, they live up near Chicago where this foie gras ban is going into effect. When I asked them about it, they said, it's about time. Oh, we don't eat it anyway. It doesn't affect us. Yes, it does affect you, because we're all losing our freedoms a little bit at a time. Thanks for the call, Vince. 800-259-9231. You've got to stand up, even if you don't agree with it. I don't smoke cigarettes. Torgo, no, you don't either.
No, I don't.
But we absolutely support the ability of bar owners, restaurateurs, and any other business owner to make the decision as to whether or not they want to allow people to smoke on their premises.
I've been louder than a lot of smokers that I know. And,
yes.
You know, against the smoking ban.
Well, up in New Hampshire, up in the Free State, earlier this year, they defeated a smoking ban. There were anti-smoking zealots were pushing through a smoking ban. And really, the vast majority of the Free Staters that stepped up to fight for the rights of smokers were non-smokers themselves. Smokers were nowhere to be seen.
Nice.
It's really sad. Let's continue with the calls here. Let's talk to Robert in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey, I hate to be another gentleman calling from Indianapolis, but I am. So.
Well, we love the calls, man. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Here's the deal, gentlemen. I thought that I was this hardcore conservative until recently. I just took these assessments and just out of curiosity. And turns out I'm what's called a conservative libertarian.
Where did you take this assessment?
Well, I took it online, and I'm also married to somebody who's in the mental health field, so she has some friends that thought it was pretty humorous, and they put me through it. And I'm still trying to understand this because it kind of made me think a little bit about a lot of things. And I've got some dumb questions for you, if I could ask.
There are
a couple.
No dumb questions. Go ahead.
Well, sure, there are plenty.
However,
of them, right?
I am full of dumb answers. Trust me.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. I used to be in a past life here. I was a police officer at one time. Okay.
Ooh.
And, that's one thing that catches me. I like to listen to other people's opinions and viewpoints, and I always listen to you fellows. But one of the things that throws me off a little bit is you guys seem to be kind of hard on police officers.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out why.
Yeah. Ian has a tendency to definitely be hard on cops.
It's just because you guys, a lot of cops are out there enforcing bad laws, and if they would just stop it, then I wouldn't have anything to say about it.
Right. It's not so much that he hates all police officers or he thinks they're all going out of their way to be mean to people, but the laws that are being given for them to enforce are bad, and instead of exerting their own free will and saying, I'm not going to enforce that law, why should I put this person in jail for smoking pot when he's doing nothing to anyone but himself, and maybe not even then is he doing anything bad to anybody?
Oh, I understand what you're saying, and I really do, but here's the deal. When an officer takes an oath, they take the oath to uphold the legislature, the laws of that state or they're under their jurisdiction. They don't have the discretion to pick and choose.
Well, that's a shame. They should be taking, if they're taking an oath, they should be taking an oath to protect and serve the population that they are supposedly servants of, instead of acting. And you must know this. I mean, and be honest here. On the inside, is there not a culture kind of like an us versus them, cops versus citizens, sort of an attitude behind the scenes?
I'm sorry, man. I have to say no. Absolutely not. My experience has not been. I mean, I'm just being honest with
Maybe
you.
Maybe it's different in Indianapolis because down here in Florida, that's how it is. They protect they protect one another. When a cop gets in trouble, they back him up. It doesn't matter. I mean, the only thing you can do as a cop to really get in any trouble is molest a child. I mean, at that point, you're probably going to get in trouble. But it seems like anything else they do that all of us would get thrown in the clink for, they get a little slap on the hand and they get let off. So not only am I disappointed with the fact that they're enforcing bad laws and throwing innocent people in jail that have never harmed anyone else, i.e. drug users, people who are prostitutes, johns, that sort of thing. Not only are they enforcing bad laws, but they're just also, there's a double standard for them, and I think that needs to go away too. I think if anything, if a police officer is found violating the law that he's supposed to be, that none of us are supposed to be violating, they should throw the book at him.
Absolutely. Actually, I have to say that I think whatever it is should be double. I honestly,
there you go.
Why did you quit?
Why aren't you a police officer anymore?
I'm a small business owner now.
But why did you quit?
I had to choose between my wife and a badge.
Between your wife or your life? I missed that.
Wife or my badge.
So your wife gave you an ultimatum?
You bet, bro. And you wanted honesty. There you go, man.
I gotta say, I don't hate all cops. I just don't like the ones that are out there lording their power over others and acting as though they're high and mighty.
Let me tell you something, really, honestly, all my heart. I gotta tell you, there are most police officers, majority of them, and I know you can disagree with me, I can hear it in your voice, 90-some percent are hardworking, true blue collar, hardworking guys and gals that are just pounding the beat.
I believe that they're hardworking, and I believe they get into it for the right reasons. I think there's a minority of them that gets into it to take advantage of people and be mean, but I think most of them get into the right for the right reasons. It's just that once they get in, they get brainwashed. They get told, well, you have to be doing this, you have to be doing that. There's quotas. You've got to write about a certain number of tickets, and then they start arresting drug users and wasting their time. I mean, do you agree that the drug war is a total waste of time?
Yeah, well, I think that our effort it's like giving somebody a hammer and telling them to go out and kill a bear. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
our focus is different. Yeah,
it's senseless. And in fact, most of the police. And by the way, we do political outreach when we just for fun. So we'll set up booths and give out quizzes, kind of like you took. We call it the world's smallest political quiz. Analyze where people are at politically, and it's hard to get cops to take the quiz because they're not supposed to give opinions while they're on the job, but sometimes I can convince them to. And it seems to me like cops fall in one of two areas on the world's smallest political quiz. They're either libertarians like us, or they're just authoritarian. They just believe the government should control everything. It's like a totally it's a reverse spectrum. They're either all the way on one side or all the way on the other. I've never met a police officer who was sort of in the middle on the issue.
So how does this? I don't want to monopolize your time. I just really want to know here. How does this work out? I mean, so your view is that if the oath they took was not to the laws but to protect the people of their state or their jurisdiction. You're saying pure, like in a protectionist role, as versus a enforced legislature role. Is that what you're saying?
Well, back in the day, they called police officers peace officers. They were
individuals. Some places still do.
Indeed, and they were individuals whose job it was to simply keep the peace, to deal with any rabble-rousers, to deal with any troublemakers, that sort of thing. But now what we have are law enforcement officers. We've got these people that are out there trying to get people for whatever they can, trying to milk the populace for as much as they possibly can. And as a result of this, as a result of this law enforcement mentality, people hate the cops. As a result of them arresting our friends and family members for drug use and things like that, people are afraid of the cops. I don't like feeling afraid of the cops. I want to feel protected. I want to feel good when I hear the police, but I don't. And I want you to hang on, because you're interesting. It's rare that we get cops calling in. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Only moments remain. We'll do our best to sneak your call in if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. We've got the bulletin board system. We got live streams, archives, and more. What I would like you to do, if you like the show, you want to support Free Talk Live, you want to get us on more radio stations, you want to get more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty, I would like you to investigate the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll find out how over 280 of our listeners are contributing at least $3 a month to the program. It's totally voluntary. I mean, we give you everything for free anyway. So this is up and over and above what we're already doing. These people are sending us this money because they know it's helping spread the message of freedom around the world. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the perks that you get as an amplifier and more. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. We're going back to Robert in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Robert, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, we got sidetracked. You're a former cop. You had some questions for us, and we sort of went off into cop land and talking about the law. And we can continue doing that, but I wanted to find out if you had a few, if you had other questions that you hadn't gotten to.
Well, I have one other question, and it's going to sound maybe out there, but I really need the answer to it. When I hear this, the idea of a libertarian concept, it sounds very utopian, as it were. It sounds great. You know, you live your life the best you can as long as you don't harm it or do harm to others.
Sure.
Sounds great. The question I have is, as a, you know, as a former Marine, I'm thinking this is an anarchy type situation here. And I'm trying to figure out what kind of structures would you foresee in this kind of society to keep people to enforce this proper behavior with one another?
Well, first we got to separate. So we got to make something clear here. The libertarian movement is not a movement about total absence of government, at least in general. The Libertarian Party, for instance, supports a very minimal government, and that minimal government exists to protect people's rights to freedom and life and liberty and all that. So they want kind of a minimal infrastructure. However, myself, I don't like the word anarchist. It's kind of been destroyed over time. It's kind of sounds chaotic.
We actually had this discussion earlier tonight.
I think free market is a much better term, and I think that all of the services that you currently get from government can absolutely be provided. Not only can they be provided, but they'll be provided better and more affordably and on a voluntary basis by market-based mechanisms. So protection instead provided by a private agency or a competing private agencies instead of one monopolistic agency.
You know what? I have to absolutely agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Because Americans have shown time and time again, if I've got to fight you for the money, I'm going to beat you every time. And if I have to do what I have to do to take a step up to it to win that buck, then I will deliver a better product, better service every time.
Exactly right.
You know.
And there is no competition in government and the industries, if you will, that government handles. And policing, there's a lot of things we could do to policing just to make it better under government hands, like ending the war on drugs and restoring restitution in a lot of cases instead of just throwing people in the clink. There's a lot of things we can change. But actually bringing competition to the business of policing could totally change the face of that business.
That would blow a lot of people's minds. It'd be very hard, but because a lot of people are very focused and narrow-minded and their tunnel vision, they get so ingrained into the day-to-day, today and tomorrow, instead of looking, you know, beyond tomorrow.
And you can call it utopian if you want to, but at the same time, it's sensible. It makes sense. What we're talking about is funding things on a voluntary basis instead of forcing people to pay for services that they may or may not want. And there's nothing radical or utopian about that at all. And I think it's important that we're out here just talking about these issues, because none of the other talk shows are even addressing it. They're
sure.
talking about the Republicans and the Democrats. Which one's right for you? Pick your side. Rah, rah, team. That's what most talk radio is about. And I think it's important to get really interesting ideas out there, throw them out to the public, and let them ruminate for a while. Let them sit. Let people decide on their own what they think about them.
I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Hey, do us a favor, man. Join us
on our
website at freetalklive.com. We do this show 6 nights a week. You only get one night there in Indy. And call
Free
us again sometime. We really appreciate hearing from you, man. Thanks.
Thank you, gentlemen.
259-9231. All right, let's go to the phones here to a lady call. I don't even know if this is – could this possibly – what's your name, lady on the line? I want you to tell me what your name is.
I'm using an assumed name because, though I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I really don't trust who might be listening to your radio program to gain information.
And what would you like us to call you, ma'am?
Well, I'm going to use the nomen Poopy because that's the circumstance.
I wasn't sure if the board I've got you right.
Yeah. Actually, I got them from an old Ren and Stimpy episode, Poopy.
All right. So what's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
Actually, what I wanted to tell you was that two things have happened to me this week where the system has been thrown back in my face, where I actually found myself earlier this week thinking about your New Hampshire project and thinking that, well, maybe because of the way that the system is ricocheting back at me.
What did you have happen?
Well, the first one was I went to apply for a job. I have a felony conviction for a drug charge over 10 years old where they weren't even looking for me. They were looking for someone else, and they just happened to tag me trying to find someone.
Yikes.
And it has followed me.
So if there was no war on drugs, you wouldn't have had that trouble?
I would not have had that trouble. I did not receive any jail time. I was released early from probation. I was given a letter of congratulations from downtown. Now, here we are. That was in 1992. Here we are, 2006.
Okay.
I haven't been able to find a job in 2 months. I am a professional. I pride myself on what I do because everyone says, oh, my goodness, you have a felony, and it's a drug conviction. We can't trust you with
anyone. Wait. What was the drug conviction for?
Dealing cocaine.
Oh, big deal.
To professional people that I worked with, which I wasn't even that. It was someone that I was with. I was guilty by association.
How did you get popped?
Guilty by association, and there was a CI involved.
Oh, man. I am sorry to hear about that. What was the second issue that you came across?
Well, the second issue was that one of the jobs that I was going after was working with children, and it involved city government. And when I went to go to my assignment on Thursday, there were no children there. The place was dead. And I received an email, which they pulled up on their own computers, which said, we're sorry, but because of your drug conviction, we cannot have you in our establishment.
Well, gosh.
I was also told that, well, what would happen if the parents of these children found out that we had a convicted felon teaching their children?
Oh.
Why, they would sue us. They would sue the city. And I said, why can't you judge on a circumstance-by-circumstance basis?
Because they're bureaucrats, and it's one-size-fits-all, and they don't do that sort of thing. And I highly encourage you to find a job outside of the city of Indianapolis, because I know you probably want to work with kids, and it's certainly honorable to do that. But get a job with someone else besides the city, and you're more likely to have someone who will take a look at you as a person. And if they don't want to look at you as a person,
yes.
And you know what? If they don't want to look at you as a person, then you don't want to work for them in the first place. And I wish we had more time for you, Poopy, but call call in some other night. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We got to continue here. Let's talk to Bill. Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, I'll just try to make it quick because I know you're running out of time.
Indeed, sir.
My issue is the war in Iraq, the so-called war in Iraq. Why is it that we could win the Second World War in like 3.5 years, and we've been over there about the same time, and we haven't even started yet?
Well, the reason is because in World War II, we were fighting against another government. In this war on terror, or whatever they're calling the war in Iraq right now, we're fighting this concept.
Yeah,
we're
an abstract idea.
Right, and George Bush and his cronies have gotten in front of the cameras and said over and over again, this is going to go on for generations. This is a lifetime war. They don't want to pull out, man.
We won't know in our lifetime whether or not we were successful. That's what they've said. Those are the words that they've used, meaning they plan on staying occupied there for at least the next 70, 80 years.
See, war is the health of the state, Bill, so the longer they can continue this war, the bigger the government can get, the more oppressive and the more intrusive it'll become.
Okay, that's good enough for me. I'll let you get another call in.
Thanks for the call,
okay,
dude. 800-259-9231. And, of course, it should be pointed out, even I know that this is going to stir a lot of feathers up, and you can always call us on Monday or next Saturday about this, but he mentioned World War II. That's a war that, and every war that we've gotten into as a country, at least in the last 100 years or so, we shouldn't have. The United States should have had, and always did have, at least, a policy of neutrality when it came to worldwide conflicts.
Yep.
And if you wanted to get involved in a war, if you wanted to go over and volunteer for the Allies or whatever, you should be free to. If you want to go and give money to one side or the other, you should be free to. But forcing me, or forcing Torgo, or forcing you to pay for any kind of war is absolutely anathema to the principles that this country was founded on.
It is in every way. I don't even understand how they feel that it's an okay concept to take the entire country into one of these conflicts.
It's not. It's just they've just been doing it.
I know it's not, and you know it's not. I'm wondering how they justify it to themselves.
Someone else did it. I've heard them justify. Well, the other presidents, they've done this, so can I. So because the other presidents justified it themselves somehow, it's become a cycle.
If all your friends jumped off a bridge.
Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And we'll be back Monday night, same time, same place, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're a